This is Dr. Mejia, the champ for the patient, Lawyer, L-U-I-Y-E-R, Gil, G-I-L, medical excellence in 05-90, date of birth 10-21-1992, referring physician self, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure July 27, 2024, indication history, ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, postal diagnosis, impression one, moderate colitis from the rectum to the distal transverse colon, period, and also a patch of fecal inflammation, period. Next number, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph, demonstration, cecum, terminal ileum, complication, non-immediately, medication, aspirin, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 10 minutes, postum preparation score for 9, pure paragraph, open procedures per colonoscopy template, pure terminal ileum was also examined, pure paragraph, findings on the rectum, there's erythema, decreased vascular hardening, friability, with ulcerations of the rectum, sigmoid descending, splenflexure, and the distal transverse colon, period. Mid-transverse and proximal transverse colon appear normal, period. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period. Paragraph descending colon appear normal, period. Paragraph in the cecum, there is a patch of inflammation, decreased vascular apparent friability, and ulcerations, period. This, please add to the findings in the prior from the rectum to the distal transverse colon. There's also multiple ulcerations to the mucosa, period. Biopsies were taken from rectum, sigmoid descending, and distal transverse colon, and from the cecum, period. Recommendations one, for pathology, this is consistent with moderate colitis, period. Recommendations one, for pathology reports, number two, avoid NSAIDs. Number three, given patient has not responded to oral mesalamine, we would consider starting patient on biologics, period. Next number, patient needs to follow up in GI office for 4 to 6 weeks.